Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about your work with the culinary arts.
Yes, culinary arts are a core part of the work of the Beef Checkoff because, let's be honest, at the end of the day, the ultimate measure of consumer support and satisfaction lies in beef's great eating experience. This vision comes to life within the Checkoff-funded Culinary Center hosted by NCBA, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. It's a hub for fostering innovation and culinary exploration. Many programs and initiatives are housed in this space, including new recipe development and cooking techniques, exploration of new cuts and technology, influencer and chef partnerships, media tours, and food service innovation sessions. Whether directly or indirectly, all Beef Checkoff-funded programs, from promotion to research to consumer information, leverage the data and insights generated at the Culinary Center. The Culinary Center is a hub for innovation and collaboration, driving beef sales. To learn more and to see a snapshot of the work of the Culinary Center, visit beefiswhatsfordinner.com.
Well, at the U.S. Wheat Associates meeting last week, our intern, Kate Munson, had the opportunity to visit with National Association of Wheat Growers President Keith Felty. Felty recently spoke with the Senate Ag Committee on combating drought and told us a little bit about that conversation.
You know, drought is kind of been an ongoing theme, especially in certain parts of the nation. You know, we've experienced it the last two and a half years, maybe a little more in large parts of Oklahoma, and you know, it goes on up into Kansas and Colorado and various places, different times, and it's something that we need to do better at mitigating and figuring out ways to better adapt to the drier conditions.
Felty's been working on representing what wheat farmers want in the 2024 Farm Bill.
Well, we've developed our non-policies over the last several years. Basically, we've had them pretty finalized since mid-2022. And our main priority is the crop insurance program and making sure that it doesn't have any adverse damage done to it, and to hopefully make some improvements in some of the different policies and provisions that are available through the crop insurance.
Regarding his recent fly-in at the Capitol, he said it was certainly a success.
Yes. The fly-in was definitely a success. We were following right on the passing from the House Ag Committee's bill, which is now waiting to go to the full House, and working on that momentum to have progress going forward and hopefully completing a farm bill in this calendar year.
To hear the complete conversation with NOG's Keith Felty, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, McAfee and Taft attorney and director Jennifer Callahan was unanimously approved by the Oklahoma State Senate to serve an 8-year term on the Board of Regents at the Oklahoma Agricultural and Mechanical Colleges, effective immediately. Founded back in 1944, the 9-member board is responsible for managing and overseeing Oklahoma State University, the largest university system in the state of Oklahoma, as well as Langston, Panhandle State, NEO, A&M College, and Connor State College. Speaking before the Oklahoma Senate's Education Committee, Callahan emphasized her commitment to providing students who grow up in Oklahoma with an educational opportunity that will encourage them to not only earn their undergraduate degrees here, but also to stay in Oklahoma and to pursue careers that contribute to the state's economy. You've got farm news. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.